A local company will tear down Keokuk's former city hall. Aldermen this week hired Keokuk contractors to demolish the two-story brick building that was severely damaged in a fire in February. The company will be paid about $118,000. Keokuk contractors did not submit the low bid. Quincy-based Bricker Excavating did, offering to do the work for $50,000 less. But city staff disqualified the bid because of multiple inconsistencies, including licensing requirements and projected costs. The city's insurance provider will pay for the demolition. Keokuk is choosing to demolish the building instead of rehabbing it because it plans to acquire a couple buildings in the 500 block of Main Street to service City Hall. A local bank owns the two buildings. City Administrator Cole O'Donnell says before negotiations proceed, the city needs to hire an architectural firm to make sure the two buildings can replace City Hall.
So that when the bank is ready to move out, we can get our crews in there to fix it so that we can get in.
O'Donnell says 8 architectural firms submitted proposals to the city. He says the proposals that impressed him were personalized to Keokuk.
Which, to me, feels like they really want the project versus the other ones that just, hey, change the name and send it in, right? So that was my biggest concern.
O'Donnell says 3 firms will present their updated proposals to the City Hall Committee in a couple weeks. The committee will then recommend a firm to the City Council. The city's insurance provider will cover the cost of hiring the architectural firm. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.